Hello. So I'm at the, well, we're at the Arts Council building, aren't we? And this is the penultimate Cultural Leadership Programme Women to Watch event. And we've just been listening to Heather Newell. And, oh, Heather, tell us what it is you do.
Well, I'm the Managing Director of AEM International, which stands for Arts, Entertainment and Media Executive Search. And my job is to headhunt leaders, both executive and artistic, for the arts and entertainment and media worldwide.
And your talk was largely about strategies for being competitive in looking for jobs in the arts and cultural sector, yes?
Yes, it's a very competitive world out there today, and becoming more and more so, particularly in the arts, because of all the cuts, which inevitably are going to lead to redundancies, and therefore the market will be flooded with extremely talented senior people, because inevitably, if an organisation is going to make a cut, it will cut those with the highest salaries. So a lot of very talented people are going to be out there looking for jobs, and the job market's shrinking. So what I've been trying to help people with today is just by giving them a few tips, really, as to how they might gain competitive advantage, a competitive edge, if you like, over some of the competitors in the marketplace.
One of the interesting things to me that came out, particularly in the question and answer, was about the influence of women in leadership on the way that work environments are established. Because traditionally, women have had a really tough time because of balancing home life and often kind of really antisocial work hours, particularly in leadership, because of the requirement to kind of stay until the job's done. But you were saying that once you're in leadership, you get to change that. And that's quite inspiring. It must have been very inspiring for the women here who are looking for leadership jobs and wondering how they balance that work-home life.
At the end of the day, the chief executive is the chief operating officer, or chief executive officer, sorry, of an organisation. And they are the ones who set the strategy, they set the vision, and they set the culture of an organisation. And if they say the culture of this organisation is to be flexible, to help women, and we will get a reputation for that, and providing that everybody can prove that the job is done at the end of the day, then it's perfectly acceptable for somebody in a leadership position to initiate that culture with an organisation.
That's quite exciting for changes in the world of work and across the board, because there are so many people, you know, these days suffering from burnout and stress, men and women, because the demands of their work, it just seems really antisocial. And so that to actually have that influence on the way that things are structured from the top down, that's got to be good for all of us.
But it's not. It's happening everywhere, isn't it? It's not just women. It's men. I mean, I live out in the country, miles from anywhere, up in North Suffolk, right on the Norfolk-Suffolk border. And I come to London about once a week, but I manage to do a global job where I'm talking to people and Skype, fantastically successful addition to my life, all over the world. So my day will start with calls to Australia and the Far East, and it will end probably from home once I put the kids to bed and read them their stories. It will end with calls to the West Coast of America.
Yeah.
And it's a job that I do from home, and more people are realising that with technology you can work from anywhere.
With Amplified, well, I was just mentioning earlier on that with Amplified we covered an event a few weeks back for National Freelancers Day, at which James Bellini talked about these kind of shifts in the way that people are working. The mobility of where we work is changing. That the option to apply specific skills in a range of environments rather than having a 9-to-5 post, that those opportunities are opening up. You kind of hinted at that, the way that the boundaries around what defines what a job is are changing.
They are, but I think ultimately you have to be grounded in realising that if you are a leader, you're a leader of people, and people need you to be there. So you can't flit in and out of an office one day a week if you're managing a team of 100 people, or more or less, doesn't really matter how many you're managing. But leadership, one of the top criteria in leadership is to be motivational and inspirational to your team. If you're 100 miles away, you can't really do that easily. It's possible, but you need to be there. And you need to be there to have an open management style and an open office and walk the talk, really. And you can't walk the talk if you're not in the office. So you have to do that as well.
Yeah, I think for the women here, that's why they're here. I mean, they're women to watch in as future leaders. And some of them are current leaders. I mean, when we went around the room at the beginning, there's an incredible breadth across the arts and culture sector of women in some pretty high power jobs. Women who are directing and leading in that field already. So an event like this gives an enormous amount of hope for the future of those things, despite the kind of the negative economic climate and the cuts and things. I'm feeling really positive. Are you?
Extremely positive. The last two appointments I've made have both been women, so that's really been fantastic. These are both chief executive roles.
Well.
And exactly that. It is difficult for women. Most, as I mentioned in my talk, one of the biggest issues is relocation.
Yeah.
But more and more, it's exactly the same problem with men, because they don't want to leave their families. The days of commuting backwards and forwards and spending a whole week in a small flat in a city and returning home are really gone now. They want to be part of their family. And so it's not just an issue for women, it's an issue across the board, which of course is leading more and more to this working flexibility of being able to spend time at home.
Heather, thank you so much.